the nation's largest industrial bankruptcy ever.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. General Motors this morning officially filed papers in a New York courtroom for Chapter 11 protection. President Obama speaks about it at noon Eastern time today. Let's check in live with reporter Tamara Keith, who's covering this story from Marketplace. Tamara, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the president likely to talk about?
Well, he's going to tell us that the Treasury is injecting another $30 billion into GM, which will see it through the bankruptcy. And when it emerges, the government is going to have a 60% share. But I'm pretty sure that he's going to make it clear to the American public, try to assure folks that he doesn't intend to stay in the car business forever. The government wants to get out of there as quickly as possible. But he's going to say that this was probably the best option given the alternatives.
And Tim Geithner mentioned that in China today, as a matter of fact, about not wanting to stay in the car business. Yeah, GM going into this bankruptcy, a big company with a lot of debt. But what's the administration saying will come out on the other side?
Well, it's going to be a smaller company with less debt. It'll be what, you know, sort of a good GM, a leaner company, fewer factories, fewer dealerships and employees. And it will have a different fiscal structure. The hope is that it will have a better chance of competing in this new economic reality where people just aren't buying as many cars. We're also starting to get more details about plant closings. There will be about 14 of them closed or indefinitely mothballed, and one will be retooled to build a small car.
And GM is talking about fewer brands, right?
Yes, it's going to stick with its core brands, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC. Pontiac is out. Hummer and Saturn have sort of a hazy future at this point. And there will also be fewer dealerships. About 40% of them are expected to be wound down over the next 18 months.
All right. Tamara Keith joining us from Washington. Tamara, thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And by the way, Chrysler has been cleared for its asset sale to Fiat. It hopes to emerge from its own bankruptcy later this week. A lot of reorganization papers flying around, so we ask the question, where's Wall Street? Wall Street's up at this hour. As a matter of fact, the Dow right now up 1.5%, 132 points at 8632. Same for the NASDAQ and S&P 500, both up more than 1.5%. By the way, the Dow's trading in a couple of former heavy hitters and adding Cisco Systems and Travelers Insurance. It's getting rid of Citigroup and GM, effective June 8th. European shares are up 1 to 3% right now. Asian markets closed higher, 1 to 4%. Some positive manufacturing news there. Let's talk with Julie Niemann, analyst at Smith Moore & Company. She's joining us live from St. Louis this morning. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Steve.
So we know Wall Street factored this GM bankruptcy in months ago, but what are the longer-term implications here?
Oh, sense of impending pain, because anytime the government steps in as an equity owner, auto suppliers, airlines, banks, insurance companies, it's going to raise the cost of issuing debt for everybody, because in bankruptcy, you're no longer at the top of the heap as you have been in the past. And then longer term, car sales are going to be very weak here. General Motors has been declining for years, but right now we're looking at about 9.5 million cars being sold. They hope to recover to 12 to 13 million, but foreign competition is going to be huge. So this is an industry that's headed for long-term restructuring.
So, Julie, Chrysler is a private company. GM is public. Quickly, with that, how realistic is it for GM to exit bankruptcy pretty fast?
They're hoping for some speed, but that's being optimistic because bondholders agreed to the sweetened terms, unions agreed, but it's the most complex in history, and it's going to be full employment for all those legal specialists, and it will take a longer time than they're anticipating, not the 30, 60, 90 days that they're hoping for.
All right, Julie Niemann, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, joining us live from St. Louis. Thank you, Julie.
You bet.
All right. Some people look at Walmart with such contempt, and then others see dollar signs, or in this case, rupees. In India, there are rules that stop multi-brand retailers from selling to consumers, but those laws don't stop wholesalers. So Walmart plans to open 15 wholesale stores in the next 3 years with an Indian partner to sell to the people who will sell all those inexpensive goods.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thriven Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thriven.com.
Ford apparently sees the GM and Chrysler bankruptcies as an opportunity. The Wall Street Journal reports this morning it plans to ramp up production by 10% in the third quarter. Juxtapose that with plans from the others, plant closures, layoffs you heard about, and that's in stark contrast to the other automakers' plans of shutting down plants while they get affairs in order. So those affairs, of course, including the U.S. government, and Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan joins us to talk about its role in all of this. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So if I'm fellow American carmaker Ford and I see, you know, crosstown rivals Chrysler and GM getting all this government help, what am I thinking?
For Ford, Ford made a decision years ago to hack everything it owned and borrowed a lot of money and is using what's left of that borrowed money to ride this out. And they're afraid, and rightly so, that they're competing with companies, we'll say the new GM, whatever that is, and the new Chrysler, that have had most of their debts wiped away, that have been financed by the government, that don't have many of the obligations that Ford has. And, you know, if I were Ford, I'd say this is unfair. On the other hand, Ford at least gets to do what it wants without having to listen to every idiot in Congress who babbles about green. So at least they get to run their own business, you know, which is a huge advantage.
Do you think the government will be true to its word that, hey, we're not in this for the long haul, we're just here to help?
Yeah, right. We're just here to help. Already you hear it in Washington. Well, the companies are going to do this, the companies are going to do that, they've taken taxpayer money. I mean, the minute the government tries to run a competitive entity like an auto company, life gets much more complicated. And I still think I'd rather be Ford trying to make my own way than be in better financial shape at GM or Chrysler, but have to deal with the government every 13 seconds.
All right. Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
By the way, the government today says personal spending was pretty much flat, but personal income rose about 0.5%. More at our website, the scratch pad there, and our online host and blogger, Scott Jaga. You can share your thoughts with him. Inside marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.